This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla وَمَنْ يُطْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ وَبَعْدُ فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الْكَلَامِ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ وَخَيْرَ الْهَدْيِ هَدْيُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلَّمَ وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أو كما قال السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته May Allah peace and blessing and mercy upon us all. Amin. To all the brothers and sisters, once again, we are here to share with you important message, the message about cause of destruction. Now, none of us want to destroy ourselves. No builder or contractor want to destroy or demolish his own building and his own project. Allah, who have created us in the best shape, do not want to destroy us. That's why He want to save us by sending down the divine guidance, the Quran, to guide us, and appointed a human, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to guide us, to explain to us how to save our soul in this world and also hereafter, and how to save others, and how to protect ourselves not to be destroyed by others, or self-destruction, or cause destruction to others. You know what is destruction? It's something that is very bad. Bad for you, bad for others. Now the Prophet ﷺ gives him some explanation. He tried to remind us about, number one, is a hadith from Tabarani, ثَلَاثَةٌ مُحْلِكَةٌ. The Prophet said, there are three group of people in my ummah that will destroy. They will destroy by Allah, and they will destroy themselves, of course. Who will destroy themselves? The first, شُخُنْ مُطَى. The first group is a person who are ignorant, but they are so proud and so obedient to their ignorance, meaning they are not prepared to change. They don't want to listen from other people. They are so stubborn. They hold on to their own ignorance. Now, if you are so obedient to your ignorance, you are going to destroy yourself. You cannot change anymore. You don't care whatever what people is trying to tell you, the ayat that people show you, the hadith that people show you, just don't care. He said, no. I'm happy of what I've been doing. I know what I'm doing. Even if it's against the Quran and the Sunnah, you're not prepared to change, because you are so stubborn, so obedient to your own jahil. And that is your enemy. Our first enemy is our own ignorance. That's why Islam always come us to enlighten us to have knowledge. That's why the first verse of the Quran is talking about knowledge. Iqra bismi rabbika allazi khalaq. All is about knowledge. Read. Read what? Read Allah's word. Read the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is very important. Now, there is number one. If you are obedient to your own ignorance, stubborn, then you are going to destroy your own self. Number two, the Prophet said, is وَحَوَى مُتَّبِعًا. The person that is going to destroy themselves is the person who always like to follow their own desire. Whatever their desire want them to do, they'll just do it. Even if it's against Allah's command and the teaching of the Prophet, they don't care. They don't care about halal and haram. As long as this is what they like, they just carry on doing it. Now, whoever follow their desire, at the end of the day, they are going to destroy themselves. See what happened to a lot of people today. the drug addict, alcoholic, gambling, everybody who involved in all this haram thing, they're destroying themselves, destroying their family. Drug, smoking, all you know that is bad. And Allah has said, وَلَا تُلْقُ بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى تَحْلُكَ. You're not supposed to destroy yourself, because we is been created by Allah for a purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah do not create us except us and the jinn except to worship Him. أَحَفَاسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah said, do you think that I created all of you without a purpose? At the end of the day, we are going to die, and to Allah we are going to return. Allah never created anything without a purpose. And He created us as the best creation of Allah. The best creation. Not only being a human, but we are the best creation. And that's why He wants us to eat the best food, halal food, good food, halalan ta'iba. Dress all that is good. Everything He wants us to do the best, because we are the best creation of Allah. That's why you cannot get involved in something that will destroy your health. That's why all the scholars have said that smoking is haram, because it can destroy your health. It can also destroy your wife, your children, the third party. Drug, of course, is haram. Drinking is haram. Why? It intoxicates you. Now, if you follow your desire, you do what you want to like to. At the end of the day, you're going to suffer. But when you suffer, your family will suffer too. This is very important for us to understand, that we are not supposed to be obedient or to be a faithful follower to our desire. That's why the Prophet said, لا يؤمنوا أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تابعا لما جئت به. None of you can be a true believer until you know how to control your desire, so that your desire follow the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Example, like what I've said earlier, people like to do some kind of ibadah. It's good. But if you do the ibadah not following the way of the Prophet, follow your own desire, the ibadah is not going to be accepted. And then you waste your time. And sometimes if you believe that what you do is right when it's not right, and you're promoting it again, you are astray, and you are turning, leading other people to go astray. And you must remember, brother and sister, every bid'ah, if you uphold one bid'ah, you are going to destroy one sunnah. You can see today how many people know what is the sunnah of the Prophet. They know what we are doing, what our tradition wants us to do, what our culture wants us to do, but what the Prophet wants us to do, no one knows. We are destroying all the teaching of Islam. We are destroying ourselves. Islam is here to save us. Islam is here to protect us. So please, brother and sister, don't be obedient to your desire. Control our desire to obey Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inshallah. You save yourself, you can save your family. And third, the Prophet said, وَإِجَّعُ مَرْءُ بِنَفْسِهِ. A person who likes to be praised, a person who always likes to be honored, to be respected, that means he is a person, we are worried that at the end of the day, whatever he do, he is not doing to please Allah anymore. He is doing for the sake of a fame. He likes to be known to the public. He likes people to talk good about him. He is not doing for the sake of Allah anymore. When people praise you, oh, you feel so good. You forget to say, you know, all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the danger of people keep on praising you, at the end of the day, the riyak will come in, will creep inside your heart. From ikhlas, you're having this feeling of riyak, showing off. People of knowledge also can destroy themselves with their knowledge. People of wealth can destroy themselves with their wealth. So you must make sure that whatever Allah gives us, we are going to make use, yeah, to safeguard ourselves. For Allah cause, for Allah's sake, then inshallah, we can save ourselves from destruction. What other cause of destruction that is happening today? Allah said to us, "Zahra fasad fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas." The destruction on the earth, on the land, and on sea is not because Allah, of course Allah have all the power to say kun fayakun, but He have created everything for us, to serve us, but we are misusing Allah's creation. We are destroying our environment. That's why Allah said, the cause of destruction on land and on sea is because of human hand. We are too greedy. We forget about the environment. We just want to be rich and we forget about how to protect the environment to make sure that we become like the bees. You know the bees? Wherever he landed on a flower, yeah, to get his rizqi from the nectar, he never destroyed the flower. He never destroyed the tree. We should be like a bee. Very constructive, very positive. We are not destructive. But today, a lot of people, when they talk about development, they don't care about other things. They just think of development. They forget that developments need, yeah, to be monitored, to be balanced. When you talk about development in Islam, is physical development, mental development, and also spiritual development. That means it is a balanced development. Not just physical development, high-rise building, all the huge, mega building and project, and you forget about human development, about mental development and spiritual development. At the end of the day, we are the one who's going to destroy all these things that we have built. So it's very important, fellow brother and sister, to try to safeguard, to be a savior, not to be a destructor. Now, alhamdulillah, we are lucky because we have Allah to guide us, to show us the way how to overcome all problems that we encounter in this world. Even Allah have reminded us, Zahra fasad fil barri wal bahri bima kasabat aydin nas. The cause of destruction on the land, on the sea, is because of human hand. It's because of our greediness. It's because we forget about the right of others, the right of the environment. We just think of ourselves. Then we cause a lot of destruction. Now the first thing that I want to remind myself and all of you over there is, first, save yourself from destruction by following what Allah wants you to do and stay away from it. Because Allah loves us more than we love ourselves. That's why He wants us to do all the right thing. He wants us to eat the halal thing. Not only halal, but Allah said halalan tayyiba. Good food. Because halal food sometimes maybe is not good for you. So you must make sure that you have all the good for your own body so that you don't destroy your body. Your mind also needs the right knowledge, so you don't corrupt your mind with a lot of negative feeling, thoughts, because of the wrong information that you have. This is also very important. Don't let anybody destroy your mind. Your spirit, your soul, need the right guidance. You cannot save your soul or all the deeds that you engage in by staying away from the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because the Prophet has said that if you hold on to the Kitab Allah or Sunnah to Rasul, nobody can mislead you. Nobody can destroy you. You are sure to be saved until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You remember what Allah has said in the Quran. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah said, whoever want to return to Allah in a stage that Allah is pleased with you, you want to meet Allah, of course, sooner or later we are going to meet our Lord, Allah, the Creator. And we want Allah to be happy with us, and Allah will be happy with us if we do what Allah wants us to do. That's why Allah said, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. You must engage yourself in all the righteous deed, not just a deed, but righteous deed, to show us that Allah is very selective. If not, whatever you do can destroy you. Whatever deeds, ibadah, mahdah you engage in, if not following the sunnah, is going to be rejected. It's a waste of time. waste of energy. And then Allah, وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَهْدًا. Make sure that whatever we do, we do not allow the feeling of riya come into our heart that can destroy all our amal again. Because the Prophet has said, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَلُ بِالنِّيَّةِ. All this is based on your intention. If your intention purely for Allah, inshallah, Allah is going to accept it. But if you do not do it purely for Allah, is that what the Prophet ﷺ remind us about ثَلَاثَةٌ مُحْلِكَاتٌ. Three group of people will be destroyed. And the last group was إِجَابُ الْمَرْءُ بِنَفْسِهِ. A person who do something because he want to be praised by other people, not because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He want to show it to other people, not because he want to do it to show it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah don't like any of His servant do something that Allah want you to do, but in the same time your intention is not purely for Him. Now after you have saved yourself, save your family from this destruction, how to save your family from destruction? Don't allow them to do anything that is haram, that Allah forbid. Because if you allow that to happen, they are going to destroy themselves. Don't allow them to get involved in activities that is haram. They are going to destroy themselves. This is very important. That's why Allah said destruction is because of our own hand. Not say Allah don't give us the authority. Don't say Allah don't give us the knowledge and don't give us the wealth. He gives us everything. He provides almost everything. But we misuse everything. We don't use it to please Allah. Think that you are not supposed to eat, you consume it. You destroy yourself. So the best way to save ourselves and our family, our society from destruction is by going back to the divine guidance of Allah, the Quran's teaching, and the teaching of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, like what the companion, the early Muslims have done. Why Allah give them victory after victory? Why Allah bless them? Why Allah is pleased with the people before us? Khususan, the Sahaba. Who is the Sahaba that Allah referred to? The Sabiqun al-Awwalun. People who are more early than us who become Muslim. Who are they? Allah make it very clear so that we do not misinterpret and just say anybody. Allah said, Al-Muhajirun wal-Ansar. The people of Mecca, the first people who become Muslim, are the people of Mecca, Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, Ali. They are the first people because it's an wal-Ansar, and the people in Medina. Wal-lazina taba'uhum bi-ihsan. And whoever follow them, inshallah, Allah will be very pleased with us. But if you don't follow them, you still want to follow your way, your desire, like the Prophet has said, ثَلَاثَةُ مُحْلِكَاتُ. Remember the hadith I quote earlier. And one of them is وَحَوَامُ التَّبِعِ. People that will fall into destruction, they will destroy themselves if they still keep on following their own desire. It's time for us to stop following our desire. We have been following our desire for so long. This is not the time for us to take the risk anymore. Because we do not know any time we can go back to Allah. Anytime the angel of death is going to visit us. So please, brother and sister, save yourself by following the Quran and the Sunnah. Save your ibadah by following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Your prayer, your sawm, your zikr, even your zikr. You want to remember Allah? You cannot remember Allah in your own way. Allah does not allow you to remember Him in your own way. He called you to remember Him, and later on, He taught His messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best way to remember Allah. You cannot just do anything you like and say, oh, I remember Allah in this way, in that way. No. You remember Allah in the way of Allah, because Allah has said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلًا. Then this is my way, the right path. Follow my way. When you follow the way of Allah, Allah says, don't follow other ways. The problem of us today, we want to follow Islam sometime. Sometimes we don't want to follow Islam. We want to follow our desire. We want to follow the people. We want to follow the society. We want to follow so many things. My Allah has said, when you follow my way, don't follow other way. Don't mix up my way and other way, because Allah will not accept it. That's why Allah said, my way, and then he said, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلًا. After following his way, don't follow other ways. Because haq and batil cannot be compromised. Sunnah and bid'ah cannot be compromised. When you uphold bid'ah, you're going to kill a sunnah. When you follow the sunnah, inshallah, there's no room for bid'ah. Kufr and iman cannot be together. Tawhid and shirik cannot be together. It's impossible. You cannot say, inshallah, I believe in Allah, but in the same time, I believe in other things. No. You believe in Allah, you must deny other things. That's the ubudiyyah. This is very simple. Halal, haram, haq, batil, sunnah, bid'ah. Everything is very clear cut. Our duty is to follow what Allah wants you to do and what the Prophet wants you to do. Inshallah, inshallah. You don't have to worry, because Allah promised us, whoever obey Him and obey His Messenger, He will reward him kindly. Allah never break His promise. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيَادِ. Allah never break His promise. We always forget who we are, what we must do, what we must not do. We have been very destructive lately by not following Allah's command and the teaching of the Prophet, because we thought we know better. We know what is good for us. The one you think that you know what is good for, you forget. Then Allah, the Creator, He know more than you. Huwa alimun. He knows everything. He see everything. He see the inside and outside of us. We do not know about our future. We don't even know about our tomorrow. But Allah have known everything. So it's very important for us to make sure that we believe in Allah and do what Allah want you to do, because Allah loves you. That's why He come out, He sent a divine guidance, He appoint a prophet to really teach us, so that we are not turned astray, that we are not doing something to destroy our iman, destroy our ibadah, destroy ourselves, destroy our family, and also the society. Islam is a very constructive religion. A religion that Allah wants us to save ourselves from hellfire, our family, and also mankind as a whole. So who can save us now, brother and sister? None can save us from all the destruction that is going on. So make sure to, from today onwards, get close to the Quran. Read the Quran. We have been reading the Quran, but without understanding. That's why the Ummah of the Prophet Muhammad, once upon a time, was so great, because they followed the Quran. We are reading the Quran, but not following the Quran. There's a difference. The difference between this Ummah and the Ummah, the generation before us. They have the same book like us. Why they are so safe, so powerful, so constructive, well respected, is because they do not only read the book of Allah, they act upon the book of Allah. How do they act upon the book of Allah? Because they understand. They read with understanding. We read, but we don't understand. How about the book of Allah? Well, how many Muslims is reading the book of the saying of the Prophet? Very few. I'm very sad to say that wherever I go and ask some Muslim, do you believe in Allah? Yes. I read the Quran? Yes. Do you understand? No. But at least you read the Quran, and at least you memorize the word of Allah. Alhamdulillah. That's why you can pray, you can recite Fatiha, you memorize Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, Qul huwa Allah, Qul a'unul falak, all the short surah. At least few surah you remember. Do you love the Prophet? Yes, I love Prophet Muhammad. I always make salawat on him. But do you read his saying? Yes, I read some of the hadith. Have you memorized one of his saying? Astaghfirullah, brother and sister. We claim that we love Allah, we love Prophet Muhammad. Fair enough, we have memorized some ayat of the Quran, but we don't even memorize one saying of Prophet Muhammad, who we love so much. So may Allah help us, brother and sister. Please come back to the guidance of the Quran and Sunnah, and follow the Khulafa'i Rashidin, inshallah. Allah will promise us victory in this world and also success in the hereafter. And let us end by saying, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana وَقِنَا عَزَابَ النَّارِ O Allah, give us success, victory in this world, and success and victory in the hereafter, and save us from all the cause of destruction in this world and the hereafter. Amin, Ya Rabbil Alamin. وَبِلَهِ تَوْفِيقِ وَلَأَقْرِ دَعْوَنَا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ